חברים, העשיריות התורניות שלנו היום.
Hello friends, our tens today on duty are Croatia and UK 1. We'll read an excerpt from Rabash.
לקבל את הטוב הוא רק
ה... What detains us from receiving the good is only our own authority. That we are unwilling to annul our authority called will to receive for ourselves. That is, everything that a person wants to receive is only into his own authority. As it is written, everything that a person has, he will give for his soul. A person is willing to give anything if only to keep his soul, meaning to feel his existence, but not the other way around. That is, if a person is told, I will give you anything you want and everything your soul desires, but first give me your soul. Then the person asks, to whom are you giving if not to his own authority, meaning to his will to receive, meaning that he will have an authority of his own and he will receive everything into his own authority. Otherwise, a person cannot work. This derives from the nature that the Creator has imprinted in the creatures a desire to enjoy, which will benefit the goal, which was the intention to do good to his creations. Croatia, go ahead.
Friends, active worship question number one. Each friend expresses his readiness to annul his authority before the Creator.
אנחנו מתכנסים כאן כל יום בשתיים וחצי.
We get together here every day at 2:30, working together with an effort to connect, each one trying to overcome his inclination, or he tries to annul himself and to enter into the ten.
כן, בהתחלה כשמגיעים אז עדיין ככה.
Yes, at first.
עוד לא עיננו מבפנים. אז עדיין לפני.
Even before we annul the authority, then this authority first needs to be formed. You need to wake up, you need to see the friends, you start reading the excerpts, you start slowly beginning to feel them, and then the ego also begins to awaken. And that's how we slowly, slowly begin to work with it. And when you see all the friends come here and do this, then we start reading the excerpts together and just try to do what we can. You see everyone's efforts and it helps you annul yourself towards them, towards the greatness of the goal they have.
Yep,
I think we need to put the weight we have on the Creator, on the greatness of it, on wanting to rejoice in that and not just to only annul oneself, because then that limits us, but to lift us, and anything that will enable us to annul and at least to ask for it. Yes, I agree with Dudi. Like a young brother coming to his older brother and wanting to be like him and appreciating him and thinking how to annul oneself, and from love and from the greatness of the older brother, and he has joy in annulling himself. And that's how we are in love of friends. We're constantly investing in them. We naturally want to annul oneself and to raise the friends. It's something great that although it's not in one sensation, you can receive only from you, from the group, to do at least to reach such a request that's opposite of our nature. And the fact that friends are here day after day doing all of the actions and just throwing themselves into the path, in dissemination, in the study, and in putting effort into the ten, it gives strength to reach this request.
We're continuing with a second excerpt from the source. Rabbi says, when a person begins to work, he has two authorities. His own authority, namely the will to receive, and he also wants to work for the Creator. When a person sees that he has two authorities, he asks the Creator to help him cancel his authority and leave only the singular authority, meaning the authority of the Creator. Then the Creator helps him annul the authority and leaves men with only the singular authority. This is why it is written in singular form, and the Lord your God will keep with you, meaning that the Creator will keep him, so he will have only the singular authority. Croatia, please.
Active workshop question number 2. How can we unite our individual readiness in one common request to cancel our authority and leave only his singular authority?
It's a very, very nice question. How can we unite all of these desires we just spoke of, that each one wants to cancel their own authority? That might be our prayer, also the request with which we can enter the lesson, that the Creator will connect all of our efforts, all of our yearnings, all of our individualities, to be a single desire, to have a mutual effort. And then maybe upon that we'll receive an answer.
We need to help one another to remind each other of the purpose of our engagement. We want to discover the Creator among us, in the connection between us. And so each one has to annul, to cancel his own authority. This authority means thinking about himself as though he's the one that needs to attain something, as though he's the one that needs to exist or profit or even attain spirituality, but rather all the thoughts should shift to the singular authority. I'm sure that this is the tendency of each one of us. However, what we have to do is put it on the table all the time and remind each other that the result is achieved in a connection between us.
Yep, this unification of requests happens when a person is willing to annul, to cancel his own authority, and then if he cancelled his authority, then he automatically becomes included in the friends, in their desires, and he can ask from them one mutual prayer. We learned about this a lot. Everything starts from annulment.
The bell boys.
Avodah mishutefet.
Common work simply calibrates us. The desires become closer and closer, and indeed we start to want similar things and then actually the same thing. And this is also how we annul our own authority.
It's mainly a prayer we need to raise together in preparation for the lesson, to unite with a single request to cancel each one's authority and leave only the singular authority of the Creator, to ask to be conceived with the upper one that will have this lesson for his sake.
Silent prayer direction. We are asking you, as one world clear, to come under your singular authority.